Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Little Saves podcast on personal finance. So we are in episode 6. Every episode, we look at one unique aspect in the world of personal finance. All right, so in the past, I have covered how inflation impacts your investments. Just the last week, last Tuesday, we were looking at high-yield investment programs and other Ponzi schemes and scams that you should be aware of and not spend your money on. Okay, those are all very heavy topics. Today, we are going to be looking at something very lightweight, right? It's going to be a very short episode that basically looks at the role luck plays with us when we are making a fortune. What do you think? Do you think yourself as a lucky person? Or consider that someone else was able to attract money with luck and nothing but luck? Let me take my own self for example, all right? I started off my career about 12 years back with a salary of about 7,000 rupees. It roughly works out to about $120 per month. I continued busting my ass for another 5 years, at which point of time my salary was about 35,000 bucks. Now, this point of time, my parents forced me to pick up a house, and that diverted a lot of money, right? I think about 31,000 out of the 35,000 I was earning was put purely into the home loan, paying off that house. My parents basically hated me partying, right? They did not want me to hold on to that much money. And I was in my early 20s. And if you saw me in those days, I was making about 35,000 bucks, but nothing was saved at the end of the month. Everything vanished. And so once I bought the house, I had very little money left. And I was forced to put in a lot of money into the home loan. And because I had very little money left, I was forced to start looking at any other job opportunities and, you know, moving up the ladder one level up so I can actually earn a little more. And I worked off, upskilled myself, and I basically got a promotion. Now, the moment I got a promotion, everyone started saying, you know what, hey, this guy's bought a new house and that house has made him lucky. So they started connecting my new house with the fact that I got a promotion. They're not looking at whether I prepared for the interview, how long I've been working, what is my skill set. No, new house is equal to luck. Vastu is good. That's what they say. So let's fast forward a few more years in my life. I get married. All right. And a few months after I get married, I get a promotion. Everyone starts saying, new wife brings me a lot of luck. No one looked at the fact that I was actually upgrading myself over the years. I have applied to a bunch of different interviews and busted my ass preparing for all of them. And the right one clicks, right? No one ever looks at all of that hard work, but instead they just say, you know what, luck. And they credit the promotion to the stars, my time of marriage and my wife. Okay, again, another year or two later, I have a daughter. And I am earning sufficiently well, but you know, at that point of time, as I recall, I was actually quite under a lot of stress because I have a new family member I need to take care of. And you know, being a parent does this to you, right? You want to give the best to your children, so that means you need to actually earn sufficiently well. So I was under a lot of pressure, and I had been taking a lot of courses. I'd gotten my certifications in a couple of professional vocations, and I got my promotion. Again, luck comes into play. People start saying, you know what, his daughter is bringing him a lot of good luck, and that's why he's earning this, or he's gotten a promotion, etc. Right? So, end of the day, luck, according to me, does not have much to play in all of this. It's actually your hard work, your preparation, your patience, and tenacity that actually brings all of this to you. It's very easy for someone to brush it off as luck, right? Let's take cricket, for example. Let's say you watch Sachin at the crease. He effortlessly swipes and whacks any ball thrown by the bowler. It looks like such a simple shot, right? In the 30 minutes you watch him, he has not lost one beat or made one mistake, and that is why he's considered as a god, right? Wouldn't you say that? Well, in reality, it is not Sachin's pure good luck. For every minute Sachin was at the crease, he has put in hundreds of hours practicing at the nets. He worked on his every possible way you can swing a bat. I'm sure he would have worked on that. He has to tackle wind conditions, the pitch conditions, the bowler's strengths and weaknesses, the fielder lineup, the crowd cheering, the pressure from investors or advertisers, and the nation as a whole has a lot on his shoulders. He needs to deal with all of that pressure. All this put together, get him to that perfect form. All of his hard work get him to that form, which you so much adore. Let's use a financial example from the world of business. So, you know, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala or Warren Buffett, or even from the world of business. So you have your Azim Premji, your Nandan Nilekani. The news and media only hype about their wealth and success. You know, they only highlight when they spend millions on a company buying something or selling something. What the media does not say is the number of hours they put in researching, the number of spreadsheets they would have gone through, the number of businesses or companies they would have analyzed, and so much of things they would have looked at. Net-net, what I'm trying to get at is this, right? If you work hard enough, you automatically become lucky and attract money. Hard work and meticulous research will bring you more luck with money and making money than all the gemstones and sacrifices in the world can ever do. There is an age-old saying that goes, luck has a peculiar habit of favoring those who don't depend on it. So to put it simply, the more prepared you are to earn money and the less you depend on luck, the luckier you become. Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned to the next Tuesday for another episode that looks at another aspect of personal finance. Goodbye and good luck.